Ladies and gentlemen, this match is scheduled for one fall.
One fall.
Coming to the ring, you got Team No DQ.
DQ.
And we are back as if we never left, and we're doing something different. Last week, we did our count out. We did the top 10 wrestlers in our personal opinion. We both give our own personal opinions.
Yes, yes.
This week, however, we are going to do a tier list for the 2022 WWE roster completed. This is up to date as of 11/28/2022.
And let me tell you something, brother. This list will be pretty much like our top 10 list, our opinions. Don't get us wrong. There's some guys on here that suck, shouldn't be on TV,
yeah,
shouldn't be hired, shouldn't be employed by Triple H himself. Now, some guys, you know, legends, Hall of Famers, you know, superstar status. But we're going to get right into it.
And here's the deal. Here's the deal. Let it be known. Before I read you off the levels that we have for our tier list, if they are in a team, they are lumped together. So we have to look at their body of work as a team. And this is how they are currently. We can, you know, we're looking at how they have been used as of, we'll say, this year. I think that's fair. So our tier list goes as Hall of Fame. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
They are Hall of Fame worthy, have a Hall of Fame worthy career. Legends contract. Anyone can get a fucking Legends contract. But this is your Brock Lesnar. This is not, you know, not for instance, not saying that's where he's gonna be, but
yeah,
part timer, show up, main event, do that deal. Legends contract, we'll ixnay that. We'll say that's main event.
Yeah.
That's main event. And not the shitty show main event. That's them getting to finish the card out. The next year we have mid-card. They're right there. There's room for growth. They could get better.
Could not.
They could fall down. They're in the middle. They're mid. They're mid. Then we have dark match. Maybe on TV.
Might seem on a pre-show or two, you know.
That might be on the kickoff panel with Booker T.
Yeah, kickoff panel.
And then finally, future endeavored.
The Rybacks.
This is, hey, why are they in the company anymore? Let's go ahead and send them somewhere else. They'd be better off somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Are we wishing they get fired?
No.
Would they be better off? Yes.
Probably.
All right. So let's start off with the first person we have here, Adam Pearce.
Oh, this cook.
He's not a wrestler anymore.
I've personally never seen him wrestle at all. I've seen him, you know, play general manager. I mean, if we're counting that, now I throw him as a dark match.
Yeah, I mean, that, like,
that'd be too crazy.
Johnny Sins in the suit ain't doing a whole lot. he's just kind of there to say, oh, we're going to have a match, and then that's it. So,
yeah,
he's dark match. That was quick and simple. AJ Styles.
If we're just going off his WWE career, I give him main event.
Main event.
Yeah, if we're, like you said, just this WWE main event, but all blended in together, Hall of Fame, but.
If we're just gonna do his career as of this year.
Okay, yeah, main event.
Main event, yeah. I think there's a lot more room for him. I wish we would maybe see him in a title match.
Hopefully, again.
I think he had zero matches against Roman for the championship.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice, but he was stuck with Omos in the beginning of the year. I think he was still doing that tag team stuff with Omos at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he on WrestleMania? I don't know if he had a WrestleMania. Oh, yeah, Edge. He had Edge.
Him and Omos.
No, he had that match with Edge at WrestleMania. And then I remember he had that match with Edge, and then, like, Edge turned heel on him at Backlash.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's when all those cucks showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Akira Tozawa.
Oh, what a great man.
Here's the thing. Since Triple H has taken over, he hasn't been seen until last Monday when he showed up and stole JBL's hat.
I mean,
I think he's better than Adam Pearce.
Depends on what he does. I mean, if it 24/7 championship, I mean
doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, that's as far as it goes. But I mean, he had good runs at 205 Live. But I mean, if we count just this year, I would say Dark or Future Endeavor. I mean,
I think Dark match would be fair for now. He might fall down. Alexa Bliss,
main event. If she's giving, you know, a singles by herself main event, but she's been tagged up with Bianca and Oscar for a couple months, so
main event. I mean, she's been in the main event scene. I think that's fair. Main event.
Yeah.
Aaliyah. Here's the thing. Ever since she threw up this year in her first match, she just goes to the corner and throws up and, like, threw up in her hand and stuff. she had a match in her hometown. And she didn't look good. I don't think I've ever seen a Leah match and said, man, she really looks good. She's always smiling. Mm-hmm. And I can't take her seriously at all.
I haven't seen too many Aaliyah matches, but I'll go dark.
Aaliyah's been in this company.
She has the gimmick. She has the look. You know what I mean?
Aaliyah's been in this company since 2011.
Oh, damn. I could go Future Endeavor.
You've been here for so long and you're not good. You know, like, I think Michael Cole was like, oh, she's a young upstart. Yeah, Future Endeavor for sure. But she's like, oh, she's a young upstart. She's like 29, maybe 30. She's been in the company since like 2011.
I mean, yeah.
You should be better.
Yeah. I mean, granted, most, you know, superstars don't really hit their stride. See, like you said, that age, 30, yeah. 30, late, I mean, mid-30s, early 30s. But, like, she's been, I ain't no damn, 2011.
I'm just thinking, out of all the people that have been fired,
since
how did she dodge the bullet so many times?
She has no look.
Yeah, she does have a look.
Maybe Vince knows how she dodged the bullet a couple times.
Maybe she's been dodging something else. the Alpha Academy. I think they were Raw Tag Champion. They haven't won a championship this year as a team.
Okay. I go mid-card. Just Gable by himself with the potential. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, they are separate. Okay. Pictures separate. Look like they're together. Gable, I think Gable.
I can go main event, mid-card.
I think Gable's been booked really well this year. I think Otis has been mid-card, though.
Yeah, for sure.
He had a match with – they had a little feud with Braun Strowman for a little bit, and that's the kiss of death already. But Gable's been booked well. He's had really competitive matches against really good people.
Oh, yeah.
Asuka. Now, keep in mind, we are basing this from January 1st to November 22nd of this – 28th of this year.
She left and she came back, or not left. I mean,
she was injured for a while. She came back. We were at Raw. She came back at that Raw, Randy Orton's 20th anniversary.
All right, go main event.
She's been booked really well, too. She's been booked well. Yeah, she's had great matches this year. Austin Theory. I'm willing to put him in main event.
Yeah, he's working his way up, winning that title.
He's
Survivor Series.
Really he's done his, really well.
Stamp on that.
We have...
If he didn't have that U.S. title, he was still just toting around the fucking Money in the Bank like it was just worthless.
Mid-card.
Yeah, mid-card easy, but him winning that title was a big leap.
Bum-ass Baron Corbin.
Mid-card.
Mid-card. Yeah, he hasn't done...
JBL can't help that.
He ain't done jack shit. Put JBL with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, JBL's a great talker.
Yeah, great
talker. I sent you that video of him talking about skinny jeans. It was hilarious. Big-time Bex.
I agree.
Bianca Belair. Now we're just basing off this year.
Main event
as well. Yeah, she's starting to grow stale. She's had great matches, but she's just starting to grow stale here. Bobby Lashley.
These past few weeks, I'm leaning towards mid, but I want to say mid, man.
He hasn't held the championship this year. I think he lost it. No, he didn't even have that shit. Because Big E had it at day one this year.
And then he had the United States.
The United States Championship for a little bit. Lost it. Got it back. I'm going to say mid because he's had the only titles he's had this year has been mid card. Yeah, he didn't win.
Feuding with fucking Mustafa and
Austin Theory and Seth or whatever. Braun.
Mid or dark.
I'm going to say Future Endeavor. I'm willing to change my opinion, but I think that motherfucker never should got hired back.
I mean, I don't dislike him. I don't like him.
He's just one of those. I don't think he's a good wrestler. I don't think his matches are good.
He's just a big body. Roar, comes out, runs over people, a few power slam, power moves, flex, and then he leaves. Mid-card, dark match.
I'll go dark.
I wouldn't miss him when I hear when he was gone. I was Braun Strowman here.
No one said that shit. Yeah, that's non-existent talk. Butch.
By himself.
I'm willing to say mid.
Yeah.
I think we account his team efforts, but him by himself, because we both know Sheamus is main event.
Yeah.
I think Sheamus is banger after banger after banger after banger. Him and Gunther, like Rich Holland.
Dark, Future Endeavor.
I'm gonna say dark. He don't bring nothing to the table to me. Bray Wyatt.
Now,
he hasn't had a match.
I give him mid for now. I mean, he's just kind of
promos have been good, though. I agree. Mid. Brock Lesnar.
He Main event, mid.
I'm willing to throw him in main event. I mean, just SummerSlam was great.
Yeah.
He's had a good year. He's had a good year of matches, but not Hall of Fame. I don't know if anyone's going to be Hall of Fame for the career they've had this year. We'll see, though. Candice LeRae.
Dark, Future Endeavor.
It's hard not to put her in Future Endeavor. She hasn't done shit. I get it. She just came back from being pregnant and all that. But, like, yeah, let's put her in Future Endeavor. She ain't done a damn thing. And that's no diss on her. Carmella. Has Carmella done anything this year?
Carmella, I love you, but dark.
Dark. She's gone through some shit,
too. When pushed properly, she can be mid or main, but...
Can't wait for her to come back, though. She's been gone for too long. Cedric Alexander.
He's definitely dark.
He ain't a fucking thing either. But I'll say he would be better off somewhere else. If we're saying he's better off somewhere else, I think Future Endeavor's
best. Maybe drop him back down NXT.
Just anywhere besides what he's doing right now. Yeah. Charlotte Flair. I'm going to say mid.
Yeah, currently. Yeah,
mid. She's been gone since... Was she at SummerSlam?
No. She wasn't at SummerSlam.
She's been gone since Mania.
Yeah.
Yeah, mid. I don't think you can be any higher than mid if you haven't worked for the entire year.
Right.
Speaking of not working for the entire year, Cody Rhodes.
Mid.
Mid? Okay.
And that's hard for me to say because I love Cody Rhodes.
Let's put him at the top of mid.
I haven't seen him since Hell in the Cells. You know
what I mean? Let's put him at the top of mid. That Hell in a Cell performance was great.
His WrestleMania match was okay. I mean, it wasn't the best, you know what I mean?
It wasn't a banger. Let's see here. And let's go with Dakota Kai. I would be willing to say dark match.
Yeah, I'll say dark.
She needs some more time on main roster for
whichever.
Bailey.
I'll go main event. That's pushing it. Mid at the best.
We'll say like bottom of main event, like maybe.
Win. I mean, Bianca had.
She has a strong fucking thing.
She's a strong champion. Don't get me wrong, but Bailey came back and you're sticking with, you know, Dakota and EO. I mean, hell, let her go solo. Let her win the damn thing again.
EO Sky.
I can go mid.
I'm gonna go mid. As well.
Yeah, this year alone, not counting career.
Mid, so. Yeah, because she's been protected pretty well. Dana Brooke.
Oh shit! I thought that was a girl at the Wendy's drive thru. Future Endeavor, dark. Right.
Yeah, Future Endeavor. She ain't done shit this year either. She ain't got half shit to do. They took away her title. Dexter Lumis.
Future Endeavor, dark.
I'm gonna say dark.
I mean, he just comes out, he stares.
He hasn't had a match. He's supposed to have a match tonight.
Oh, so we'll see how that goes.
Dolph Ziggler.
This year, dark.
Yeah, he hasn't done shit, man.
Dolph, you're lucky you're a veteran.
There's a lot of people that
out of Future Endeavor your ass.
Dewdrop. Future Endeavor, she ain't done a damn thing either, man. Here's the thing. Like, it's not even how she looks. She just isn't good.
Yeah, man, how she looks.
Yeah, dude, but that's trying to sound nice. Drew Gulak. Future Endeavor. Yeah. He ain't done a damn thing. Drew McIntyre.
The way they're booking him, I'm leaning towards mid, but he can be a main eventer, but he's on that fence.
He's in the same area as Bianca Belair, where being a face has gotten a little stale. I need a little bit more edge to you. I'm going to put him at the in the main event talk. Edge. He's a Hall of Famer, but has he had a Hall of Fame year?
It's going to hurt me to say this, but I'm going to go mid. Okay. I mean, I'm just being honest. He puts on mid-card matches.
It hasn't been. He hasn't had matches like he used to. I get it, he's older, but, you know.
Broken freaking neck edge.
Elias.
Definitely dark match or featuring
dead. Dark, he hasn't been fucking seen throughout the year. Because Elias was dead.
Yeah, he's back.
Who the fuck is that?
Ronda?
No, that's Ronda, so. Who the fuck is that? That's... Oh, that's Emma. She just got back.
She just left Future Endeavor.
B-Fab, Future Endeavor. The entirety of Hit Row.
I like, what's his name? Big A? That's not Big A.
AJ, yeah, whatever.
AJ. I like him. It could be Dark or Future Endeavor.
I'm going to put him in Dark. I mean, the other one, I'm going to put the other one. I don't know the other one's name. Adonis, I'll put him in Dark. Future Endeavor. He ain't done a damn thing.
I like AJ's charisma, though. He does.
He has...
He's kind of like a...
His rapping's not that bad either.
No, rapping ain't bad. He's like, he has the gimmick.
Giovanni Vinci. He's part of Imperium. I think I'll put all of Imperium in... I'll put the tag team in mid-card, I think. Mm-hmm. Ludwig and Giovanni... And Gunther goes to main event.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've done anything like this. This is crazy. All right, there we go. Let's put Gunther up here, main event, right where he belongs, where he should be getting booked. The Usos.
Main event. Easy.
Main event, yes, sir. Jinder Mahal.
This year?
Yep.
Future endeavor.
He ain't been on the fucking TV screen. Johnny Gargano.
Dark.
Dark. I'm willing to fight from bottom of mid card. Mm-hmm. If that's justified to you.
He's had, what, one match? I mean, came back. He's fucking with the Miz right now. The whole Hollywood Pam Loomis thing.
The more you describe it, the more
I want to put him. Either way. I like Gargano.
We can put him. We can put him in dark right now because this has been. This we're just gonna take some more time.
Yeah.
Finn Balor.
By himself.
I'm gonna say together. His whole body of work this year. I'm willing to put him in mid card.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been losing fucking matches left, right, and center.
Yeah, he's been with
Dominic.
Definitely dark or future endeavor.
I will put him in dark. Him beating the shit out of Ray on Thanksgiving was great. Rhea Ripley.
She can be main event or mid.
She can be who the fuck she wants to be.
She's poppy.
Damian Priest.
Dark or future endeavor.
Damian Priest is dark. Yeah, fucking. Karrion Kross. I'll put him in dark.
He's definitely, he came back strong. He didn't do anything for about fucking 2 months. Dark.
He would have been good. He would have been good on War Games team.
Yeah.
Scarlett.
Main event.
We can put Scarlett with Karrion because they both. Kevin Owens.
I mean, he literally just came back. His fucking War Games.
He wasn't at SummerSlam.
He fought Stone Cold at Mania.
That's main event for fighting. You brought Stone Cold out of retirement. But you've also been gone for the majority of the year.
I give him mid.
That's fair. That's fair. Kind of like the Cody situation. Yeah. You had a big moment, but you haven't been here. LA Knight. Yeah.
He's growing.
Yeah.
But I give him dark for right now. See how this Bray Wyatt thing goes.
He gets ass beat. Lacey Evans, future endeavored.
Yeah, definitely.
Haven't seen him. We got a lot. There's a lot of women down here.
And that's fine.
Legado del Fantasma.
Seen them since they first debuted. I see Selena Vegas here and there.
I don't say dark.
Yeah, they can be dark.
They got the talent. They just
haven't
been seen. Especially Santos Escobar. He's a fucking G. Hopefully we get some Selena Vega matches. She's good. Liv Morgan.
You know how I feel about her.
I'm willing to say dark.
Yeah, darker mid. Mid being nice.
Logan Paul.
I'd give a man a better mid.
I'll say main event.
He wrestles at the, you know, the big show.
I'm going to say main event. He hasn't had a bad match.
He only had two.
Three. Yeah. WrestleMania, he tagged with Miz against the Mysterios.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I thought that was going to be bad. I was like, oh, shit, Logan Paul and Dom fighting each other?
Yeah. He is technically a main event guy. So I'm trying to see him, so, yeah.
Los Lotharios.
Fucking future endeavor. I don't know who the LO guys are.
Humberto and Angel Garza.
Oh, definitely future endeavor.
Yeah, you see them. Madcap Moss.
Dark. Or future endeavor.
He has a good look. He just
he has the look. Yes, I don't know.
Maxim male models.
Future endeavor or dark.
That shit fucking sucks. It's fucking garbage.
Mansoor and Massey.
Who the fuck is this? Oh, that's the other one. The woman that comes out with him. Fucking future endeavor. Maxine.
Oh yeah, she's hot though.
Mia Yim. She's only been back for 2 weeks.
I give her dark.
Yeah, she didn't impress me. The Miz.
This year alone?
Yeah.
Mid,
yeah.
No Loomis shit just getting played out.
Mustafa Ali.
I give him mid or dark.
I give him mid. Yeah, a few good matches. MVP, who hasn't been seen in fucking months. I'm going to say dark.
Oh, yeah.
When he's around, he's great.
Where do we put JBL?
In mid.
I mean, he's a good manager. I mean, he does what he does. I mean, manages old mice, manages hurt business. Mid, dark, like you said, either way. Don't hurt my feelings.
I'll put him in dark for right now. Naomi.
Oh, the two people that walked out anyway. Future endeavor.
We putting Sasha in future endeavor?
Oh, yeah. Where has she been?
Sure, you can't walk out.
We gotta count.
Natalia.
Definitely future endeavor.
Yeah, she ain't done jack shit. Xavier Woods.
New Day.
We're both gonna go together regardless.
I'm gonna go mid.
Keep in mind.
For now.
I think they haven't won the tag titles this year, but Xavier was King of the Ring.
Does everybody self? Yeah, we're going
to go. I'm put Kofi in there too. Yeah, why not? Kofi's Kofi. Kofi Kingston can fucking do that wrong.
This year alone, though. Not their whole
this year alone. Not your yeah. Nikki Cross.
Mid or dark.
I'll go dark.
She's going to come around.
She's getting better at what she used to do.
Yeah.
The OC.
Mid or dark. I wouldn't be bad.
I can give them dark. They just came back any more time. Omos.
Definitely dark.
Yeah, he's getting there.
Yeah, they're trying to push those 7-foot gimmick giant shit. We get it, but, you know.
Pat McAfee.
He's definitely
fucking main event.
So you just commentator, you know, mid-card main event.
Paul Heyman.
Mid-card main event. He's great at what he
does. We'll say mid-card. He hasn't been doing a whole lot of talking as much lately.
True.
Randy Orton has been out since a little bit after SummerSlam, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, right before SummerSlam.
I'll give him mid.
He is great, though. It's just he's been hurt, and I don't know if he'll ever return. R-Truth.
Dark.
Motherfucker, extra dark. Yeah. Raquel Rodriguez.
Dark or Future Endeavor. I wouldn't be mad at either one.
I say dark. She has a little bit of upside. Reginald.
Definitely Future Endeavor. I haven't seen him since.
Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio's been cucked out all year.
I give him dark.
That's crazy putting a Hall of Famer like that down there, but it's true. Boogs. Rick Boogs. Rick Boogs, when he was healthy, was great. He fucking tore his meniscus.
Oh, that sucks for him.
Mid-match.
I give him dark. I do like Rick Boogs. Like you said, he was coming along.
Yeah, my name is Rick.
Yeah.
Boogs!
He had the gimmick. He had the character. Had the energy, the charisma, the whole nine.
Dark.
Yeah.
Ricochet.
Mid.
Mid. Big Riddle.
Roman was huge. I give Riddle mid as well. He's declining, though.
Yeah, he's declining fast. He's on the fucking downward spiral. Robert Roode hasn't been on TV.
Future Endeavor. I thought he was on TNA again. Yeah.
Roman Reigns has to be Hall of Fame. He has. This is the Hall of Fame year for him. Fucking go up there, bitch.
The big dog.
Fucking get
Roman Reigns.
Typical. He's the only one fucking up there. Ronda Rousey.
I give her mid main event.
I'd put her mid.
Haven't seen her since what Money in the Bank?
She had a match War Games.
War Games.
But it was fucking horrible.
I'd give her mid main event. I won't be mad at either one.
Sami Zayn. I am willing to say Hall of Fame.
That's a bit of a reach.
Or at least main event.
I give him main event.
He's been the most interesting thing on SmackDown for a long fucking time.
Yeah.
And he's the honorary ooze.
I do main event.
Oh, Sarah Logan.
Sarah Logan.
Fucking dark.
Future Endeavor.
That works. Future Endeavor works. Seth Rollins.
He didn't win a world championship, did he?
No, he won the United States Championship.
I give him main event. He was fucking with Cody for a minute. Then Riddle. I give him main event.
He had one of the best promos of the year.
Yeah, I give him main event.
Where your kids at?
Oh, that's right.
Veer or Shanky, the fucking one that dances.
Oh, he's the one with the great Khali lost cousin in the seven seas of the Indian Ocean and shit.
Yeah, fucking Future Endeavor. By Shayna Baszler.
Dark or mid.
They've done her dirty, man. Shelton Benjamin.
Future Endeavor or dark. They're doing him dirty too. He's in that same boat.
I'll say he's like bottom of dark. He's close to being like, hey, this motherfucker be better off somewhere else. Nakamura. Mid? But also, has he done anything? He's not a whole lot. But he did go to NXT for a few and have a few good matches there.
Put him on the bottom of mid.
Bottom of mid, that's fair.
Put him in front of Rousey. That'd be fair. Front there. Rousey's definitely dead.
And for the second part of this, we're going to organize these in a better direction. Shotzi. I'm willing to put her in dark.
Yeah.
I don't think she should get fired. I think a lot more people suck more than her. Solo Sikoa. Mid?
Yeah, mid, dark.
He's the least interesting person of the bloodline.
Yeah, most definitely.
Sonya Deville.
Future Endeavor, dark.
The fuck is she doing? Street Profits.
What have they done? It's been a minute.
Montez got injured.
Dark. Say, we're being honest here.
Tamina.
Angelo hasn't done anything by herself.
Tamina's fucking Future Endeavor.
Most definitely.
Tyson Hill.
He's definitely Future Endeavor. He's been Future Endeavor.
Tommaso Ciampa.
he could be a dark for future endeavors.
We'll put him in dark for right now.
And even have a match.
He got injured. Yeah, he had a few matches. He got injured. The Viking Raiders.
When they came back the first time or the second time?
Second time.
Dark. First time they was beating the shit out of New Day, it looked promising. I was like, oh, damn.
They came back now, and they got, like, the full fucking gear on. Xia Li, let's say Dark, because she just isn't on TV. She is good, though. And she actually knocked somebody out one time in a match. That shit was funny as fuck. All right. We set up our tier list. Now, after this brief sponsor, we'll be right back to organize it. What a nice sponsor that was.
Oh, yeah.
Real classic.
Lovely.
All right. So, this is what we're going to do here. Let's not, we don't have to do the bottom. All those people there deserve to get fired.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Dark Match and let's just see here if there's anyone that we kind of miss that we think should get fired. Xia Li, she can stay, I think.
I guess I haven't seen her once.
Viking Raiders?
I got me a tag team division this week. I mean, you can't keep them.
Shawn Benjamin.
Shelton could definitely get fired.
Yeah, he deserves to be somewhere else.
Raquel could definitely get fired.
Drop her.
I mean, Artruth, the veteran, I don't know his presence back there in the locker room area. I mean, from a TV standpoint, he could get fired.
Yeah. Well, we can keep him in Dark Match. I think he's good for the kids. Omos.
He's trying. I'll leave him in Dark. He's trying.
The Club. We'll keep the Club.
Yeah, they just got bad.
Rick Boogs. He got injured. It's not his fault. Legado del Fantasma. Karrion Kross. They just haven't been on TV.
Yeah.
Top Dollar can stay.
What do you got to? I don't know. They say they got to get booked. Man, I don't know.
They got to fucking be better in the ring.
Yeah.
Put him at the bottom of Dark Match. Yeah, he's this fine. Motherfucker has one. He has one performance to prove his worth. Elias, I keep Elias.
Yeah,
Dexter Lumis.
You can put him towards the bottom.
Yeah, him and he needs to have a good match tonight. Mia Yim, keep her around. Mm-hmm. She just got back. Madcap Moss, he has a look. He's a good wrestler. He just has no character.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota Kai, of course, can stay.
Mm-hmm.
Carmella can stay.
Mm-hmm.
Ridge Holland. Mm-hmm. He's in a tag team. Might as well stay around. Braun Strowman, personally, I think he could fuck off, but he can stay, I guess. Yeah. Akira Tozawa, I feel like he'd be better in New Japan. And not just because he's Asian. I just think that his style is better for New Japan.
And he's Asian. But, yeah, no doubt. I feel like he would be better somewhere else. I mean,
see you, bud. Dolph. Motherfucker's gonna retire by next year, hopefully.
Yeah, he's same boat as R-Truth. You know what I mean?
Put him down here with them. Like, he's kind of slipping.
Yeah.
Tommaso, I don't think he needs to be fired.
I'll put him at the bottom with Dolph. He's slipping. He's slipping.
Let's see. Adam Pearce. He's fine as an authority figure.
Yeah.
Damian Priest.
I put him in about the middle area of Dark. Man, I
don't
really care for him too much.
Gargano. He has upside. He really does have a lot of upside. That's the thing. He has upside. He can be up towards the top of Dark.
Yeah. That's
Dominic. Cool. I think Dominic has upside too. Give him a good character. I think he's going to go fine.
He has to be more physical. He's just being just Rhea's puss right now. I don't know.
I mean, is that a bad position to have?
I mean, who's going off the year? Him not really fighting besides turning on his dad.
He beat AJ Styles. He beat AJ Styles.
With assist.
But he beat AJ Styles. What do the record books say?
I leave him in Dark. I wouldn't put him too high in Dark.
I'll put him above Ray. Because Ray got cucked out by his own son.
That's fair. We haven't seen Ray.
LA Knight.
He can stay in Dark.
Live.
Dark.
I think everybody else can stay in Dark. Shayna, Shotzi.
I'll put Shayna behind. I'll put her, yeah.
Behind Xia Li.
She's getting fucked.
Yeah, she is not who she used to be, that's for damn sure. Let's move up here to mid-card. Anybody in mid-card that we think could drop down or go up? Solo Sikoa, I think he's right where he needs to be.
Yeah.
Maybe Dark, actually.
Ronda's about the same, so she has to get in full swing.
Of Nakamura is all right.
Yeah, same.
We'll do it this way. Nakamura better year than Kofi?
About equal. All right. They're being honest, they're really about equal.
Xavier's having a better year than Kofi, though.
And they've been getting the shit out of him for so long.
But we'll say everybody's having a better year than MVP. Put him at the bottom. Randy Orton having a better year than Riddle. I'd probably say no, he hasn't been here for half the year.
That's fair to say. Popularity wise, I would say Randy's in more demand than Riddle, but
that's fair. Said, move him up.
Like you said, he's been hurt.
Randy above Mustafa?
Most definitely.
Yeah. We're going to put Riddle above Mustafa, too. Mustafa actually can go down here with fucking Solo Sikoa.
That's fair.
We'll put the Miz down there, too. Randy Orton above Finn Balor this year. Finn Balor's had more matches. He beat AJ Styles, I think.
He did. And they won it.
I'm gonna put Charlotte down here with Nakamura because she's been fucking gone all year. You don't get to be up here and be gone all year.
That's fair.
Willingly, bitch. Like, it's not like you're injured. You just don't want to work. Bray above Edge.
No.
Edge above Butch.
That's tough, but no.
Sorry. Butch above Bobby.
No.
Bobby above these two cucks. Baron Corbin and JBL.
Yes.
Okay. Bobby above Io.
Yes.
Bobby above Otis.
Yes.
Imperium, like the Lou would kind
of. Without Walter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Ricochet?
No.
Okay.
That's a tough one because, like you said, Bobby had it and he went his bitch run and he's blowing the shot. Everybody's kicking ass.
But Ricochet has been doing pretty damn good since Triple H took over.
Yeah.
Ricochet above Kevin Owens?
No. Whoa. Let's stop the train for a minute now. Kevin Owens has been hurt.
That's true. Ricochet has not been hurt and he is
moving.
Okay. Ricochet above Cody.
That's going to suck.
It sucks, but yes, who's been here all year?
Sorry, Cody.
And he's about Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Is Ricochet better than anyone that's in the main event scene right now?
Outside of McAfee.
Could we move him to main event?
Me personally, I'd rather see Ricochet than Sheamus. I'd rather see Ricochet than Theory. Me personally. Just me personally.
I mean, I think we would justifiably move him to main event. Okay. Ricochet better than Sammy?
No.
No. Sammy better than Pat McAfee.
I mean, what McAfee does.
McAfee did have a match against Vince McMahon this year.
Yeah, I won at SummerSlam too.
Yeah. But Sammy's in the Bloodline, which is the most dominant faction in the past 10 years. Arguably.
That's going to be tough. That's a tough one. McAfee is gone.
That's true. Sammy's still here.
Yeah, you can go ahead and McAfee.
Sammy above Logan Paul.
No.
Okay. Logan Paul above Rhea Ripley.
Yes.
Logan Paul above the Usos.
Me personally, I'm sorry for listening to this. Yes.
All right. I'm agreeing with you.
That might improve his work.
Logan Paul above Drew McIntyre.
Yes. I'm not a huge fan of Drew.
Gunther. I don't think you do that. I don't think you can move him above Gunther.
Yes, the hell we can move above.
You sure? Gunther's a fucking title.
Logan Paul matches are 10 out of 10. But, like you said, he has a title. He's held it so dominantly. Sorry, Logan.
Gunther above Bayley.
Yes.
All right.
Until Bayley wins something meaningful.
Do we put Logan above Bayley?
That's fair.
All right. Now, here we go. Gunther above Brock Lesnar.
Me personally, yes.
Brock hasn't had a title since Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And he disappears just fucking randomly.
Yeah.
Gunther above Sheamus?
Yes.
Above Bianca. Bianca's been the champion since Mania.
I'll say this. I would leave it like that for now. For those of you who don't know what the current list looks like on main event, it's AJ, Alexa Bliss, Seth Rollins, Chad Gable, he slipped, Asuka, Theory, Becky, Bianca, and Gunther. So going from Gunther up, we're going to start making some adjustments, so bear with us.
Okay.
I would definitely put Becky behind Gunther.
But above Sheamus.
Yes.
Okay.
Most definitely. Damn it. Theory. I would put Theory behind Gunther as well. His Money in the Bank. His little run.
You gonna put Theory above Becky.
He did just win it. I'm sorry, Becky. I love you.
Yeah, I think that's justified. But Bianca's still above Gunther?
For now.
but it's Bianca above Asuka.
Yes.
That hurts me to hear. But
It does. But like you said, she's held it.
Obviously, Asuka has to be behind Gunther.
Yeah.
But above Theory. But Theory has a title and Money in the Bank.
I'll put Theory above Asuka.
But
this year alone,
Asuka is above Becky. I put Asuka above Becky at least.
She was hurt. We got respected. Yeah.
Bianca above
Cable. Chad, yeah, that's what I was saying. Chad is.
Chad can go down above Drew. Above Bayley?
I'll put him above Rhea. I feel like that's fair.
Him
being this main event.
He hasn't held a title. Yeah. Him being the main event is a fucking privilege enough for him, right? Seth Rollins is above Bianca. I get it. She's been champion all year. But she's been getting boring. Seth, however, always reinvents himself. He won the United States Championship and made that feel like a fucking world championship.
But
he only had it for a month.
If we keep Seth above Bianca, we have to keep him above Gunther. It's only fair. They both, Bianca and Gunther, have had a title.
That's fair. I'm willing to keep him above both of them. Alexa Bliss is
definitely going behind Rhea. Bianca or Gunther or Rhea.
I'm willing to put her honestly behind Sammy.
That's fair.
They had the tag titles, but really she done fuck all.
That's fair.
Asuka's better than her though, for sure. Put there. AJ Styles.
Put him behind Seth, behind Bianca, behind Gunther. I feel like that's right.
Yeah.
You could put him behind Theory with that.
And of course, Roman's the only one that's Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So as of right now, Roman Hall of Fame, and then if we were to say the top five wrestlers for this year in the WWE, as we've ranked them, would be Roman, Seth, Bianca, Gunther, AJ. Mm-hmm. Do we both agree that's fair?
That's fair. You could.
There's an argument that maybe AJ could go lower.
You can make a case for the Usos. They have lost titles. But, I mean, be honest, without this whole bloodline gimmick, would they be as relevant? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Theory's up there. Hell of a year. Bad booking, but they still have a hell of a year.
There's an argument that Riddle could be higher, but really after SummerSlam, he pretty much fell off.
Yeah.
He had his world title match against Roman. He can't challenge again. He's done. He's been coming out with fucking bongos every Friday and Monday night. Oh, yeah, you want to hit my bong, bro? I mean, my bong goes? Like, come on now. It's like some childish playground bullshit.
Yeah.
I think we have a pretty solid list here.
Yeah, it looks good. I don't feel like we favored anybody. If it was anybody that's too high, I would say Gable.
Yeah, but Gable might be, I think Ricochet is above Gable.
Gable was definitely mid, but if we was doing it by teams,
I think Gable,
which he is part of Alpha Academy, he could definitely, he's mid.
But I think Ricochet is above Pat.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think Pat is above Gable.
Yeah.
Because at least Pat had a fucking SummerSlam match. Ricochet is above Alexa Bliss.
I would put Gable first mid card. That seems fair.
Drop him down.
He hasn't really had that main event type of
match. He really hasn't. He's had a few good matches, but he hasn't really done anything to.
Yeah, that's fair.
Awesome.
Everything else.
It's hard not to put Cody above him, but
above we gotta Paul.
Be. Yeah, Cody's above Paul. Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair. Yeah. All right.
The way I'm looking at it, by most important to like you know, I mean, the way we ranked it.
Yeah.
Least important the whole year, what they've done.
Yeah.
And like I said,
just like the number one person on the list is like WWE would suffer if this person left.
Definitely Roman Reigns.
Yeah. And then the bottom of the list is no one would give a flying fuck. And right. Yeah, Tamina, if she left, like no one really care. And Bianca and Naomi, they've already left. Like,
and they're doing fine with that one.
And
fucking what's their name? Not Hero.
Hero.
Their reaction when they came back was fucking horrible.
No one cared.
Yeah, nobody cared without Swerve, obviously.
I miss Swerve.
I think
we did. I forgot good. Swerve was in here, bro. Honestly, I forgot about that.
We did pretty good. I like it.
Hell yeah.
It's not too bad. I'm looking at it. You know, it looks good. Looks good.
A lot of people down there in dark. A lot of people down there and get the fuck out.
Yeah. I think the Miz, you know, he's accepted his role. You know, the veteran, he comes out, does Miz TV.
He comes out.
Plays around with Loomis.
He feuds with the new people.
Yeah.
Gives them something
over
to do.
Yeah, put him over. He's accepted that role. And that's fine. I mean.
You can respect that.
Like I said, Randy, he just got hurt not too long ago. So he's mid right now. Corbin, he's definitely mid. JBL trying to give him a gimmick.
Keyword, Lashley, trying.
Yeah, I like it. Ronda just came back. She's mid for now, even though she won a title.
Ronda?
Yeah,
she's a women's SmackDown Women's Champion.
Damn, that's kind
of... But her matches have been so fucking horrible. She hasn't had a good match. She lost to Liv Morgan twice.
I put her top of mid.
Top of mid?
Top of mid. I mean, she's a champ that has a count for something.
Above Cody?
Yeah.
Above Gable?
Yeah, most definitely.
Above Pat McAfee?
No, she's not main event yet. Like her, I'm be honest, her matches do suck, but she's a champion, so it has to count for something. So
do we put Liv Morgan above Dom because she was a champion?
Yes.
And above Nikki?
Yes.
Shotzi?
Yes.
Street Profits? Is she the bottom of mid?
Yeah, I give her bottom mid.
Put her above MTV, yeah. MVP. See how fucking forgettable you are?
Liv did with Money in the Bank.
Yeah, she did.
She goes above.
Fuck, she's above. I'd put her by Nakamura.
She can go in front of Nakamura. That's fair. She could go in front of Bray. Bray just came back.
Yeah, fuck. She's up there. Above Edge. Edge is nuts shit.
Butch, JBL, Corbin.
I'd say she's by Bobby.
That's fair.
Io's above Otis. Because at least. Yeah, I think she's above Imperium too. Because she had the tag titles. She still does. Kevin Owens hasn't had a fucking title at all this year.
You can put Liv above Kevin. I think
you put Kevin behind EO.
That's only right.
Cody hasn't done shit either.
Yeah, that's fair.
And Gable.
Yeah, I don't know how Gable set up.
Just put Gable by fucking Otis.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right. Paul Heyman, why the fuck are you just down there with MVP? I'm gonna put Paul Heyman down there with MVP. That makes sense. Now here's the question. Mm-hmm. Was Bobby better champion than Ronda?
Yes.
Was Liv better than champion than Ronda?
Better received or better booked?
Better booked.
No.
Better received?
Yes, they loved her.
What would we say? What matters more?
Hell no.
How you're booked or how you're received?
Both.
Mm. Is EO better than either of them? Mm-hmm. Okay. Bobby better than Pat McAfee? Because we know Ronda isn't, but Bobby's better than Ronda. Is Bobby better than Pat? Here's your better question. Is Bobby better than Alexa Bliss? Has he ever had a better year than Alexa Bliss?
Yeah. He had one better than McAfee, too. McAfee, he could, I mean, what the hell? He only had, what, two matches?
Yeah. Three? But they were really good. He could be down there with Paul Heyman at MVP. Yeah. That's fair.
He is a ring announcer at the end of the day, so.
Yeah. All right, Bobby made to the main event.
Low main event.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him above Ricochet.
No.
But everyone that's been a champion pretty much is in the main event except for Ronda and Liv.
That's fair.
I think this is a solid list. Mm-hmm. I think we've outdone ourselves. Wait till we do the Ruthless Aggression one, guys. We're going to fuck that shit up.
Fucking phenomenal.
All right. Well, we did it.
Yep. Mr. Hall of Fame, Mr. Head of the Table, Roman Reigns. The
Tribal Chief.
As you would expect,
woo!
We have our not top 10 list. That's going to be some funny shit, so stick around for that. And our Survivor Series War Games pod. So stay tuned for that one as well.
Got some shit turning up.
We're going to do next, I have no fucking idea. But this.
Either way, you're going to listen to it and you're going to like it.
Has been the No DQ Podcast. Like,
baby!
Get it on Pinterest, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, and MySpace.
OnlyFans!
Necessary needs. And if you see a bald New Jersey guy named Laz with a fucking New York smuck accent, you kick him in his hind dick and you tell him, go subscribe to No DQ because we are the drug dealers, you are the junkies, and we just gave you your fix of fentanyl.
You're welcome.